It's the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Grande, and we've got over 800 brand new Mazdas with outstanding incentives, like low monthly lease payments and low APR financing. Yep, it's just a great time to buy. So don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light.
Scores! Logan Couture wins it in overtime.
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Hurdle's getting out there now. We've got 2:38 remaining in the game, and Hurdle's got the puck, and he backhands it in the air, and it's headed toward the empty net for Hurdle. It'll be wide, but it'll stop before icing.
How's that for Noah Gregor hitting the post?
Hit the post, and then he got blocked two other times. Sharks 3, Capitals 1. Hurdle just turned it over, lost the puck, but a second chance for Bonino, who banked it clear off a Washington skate. There's an empty net for Hurdle. Hurdle's on the right wing. He holds it. He shoots. He scores! Empty net goal for Tomas Hurdle. That ends a 10-game goalless drought and a period of 16 games on the road in which he had only one goal. He doesn't care if there's a goalie in the nets or not. The Sharks lead 4-1 with 2:11 to play.
Home, where's that? Be very nice. But don't, you know, I mean, obviously we've been good. I haven't been to San Jose since the 17th of January, but don't feel bad for me. I was in Florida for 10 days, so. But it'll be nice to get home. It'll be nice to get home and, you know, getting around a routine. Obviously, we got the one game in Vegas right when we get back, and then after that, we're home for a while. So hopefully we can string together some wins here and reward our fan base. You know, I know we don't have a great record at home, and you know, we're actually talking about that today. I mean, I don't think we've played any different on the road than we have at home. It's just some of those tough losses have happened more often at home than they have on the road.
All right, good morning, everyone. We are waking up winners. How about that? The San Jose Sharks, in one of the toughest bits of scheduling that they will have all year long, get a high-quality win against a high-quality team. They finish out the trip winning 3 of 4, and now they come home for the first time in about a month, and you actually feel pretty good about where this team is compared to where you did before the All-Star break. And the first team you see is a team you just beat in their own house. And while I do think there's obviously work to be done about where the Sharks are and where they have been this year, and the fact that 12 of their 17 wins have been on the road this year is not a good thing in the slightest, because you want the Sharks to be winning games at home. But, you know, I think since we've all come to the conclusion that the Sharks are not going to have the highest probability of getting the number one overall pick, maybe you then look towards what this team can build on in the meantime. And again, I don't think playoffs are happening. I don't think that there's going to be some amazing turnaround where the Sharks rattle off 10 wins and suddenly get themselves back into the playoff picture. But I do look for the team to continue to make improvements. And I think a lot of those improvements were very evident in yesterday's game. I mean, you just look top to bottom. There was quick puck movement, which is something that David Quinn has talked about all season long. There was quality decision making. There was quality defensive structure. There was overall a very high level of awareness of what the Sharks needed to do in every instance. Even though you don't like the Sharks taking 4 penalties over the course of the game, they won the special teams battle. They were able to handle the adversity that came their way, and the fact that Kaapo Kähkönen went down and had to be replaced by Aaron Dell, who had a really nice performance himself, and we always love to see the Deller get in there. And you know, you just saw great effort, you saw great hustle, you saw heads-up playmaking, you saw Erik Karlsson just continue his absolute tear on the NHL. I mean, everything that could have gone the Sharks' way yesterday did go their way. And I know that you can make the argument of, well, you know, Washington was tired. And you know, listen, you got to play the games that are on the schedule. You've got to be able to step up to the challenge. And the Sharks, playing at a time that was not, you know, what their bodies are really accustomed to, 10:30 in the morning Pacific time, you know, went out and played one of their more, if not the most complete game of the year, and had a very, very high-quality performance. And I think that it starts, no pun intended, with the start. I mean, you get that early goal from Svechnikov, and that just gives you so much momentum. It gives you a little bit of breathing room. You're not chasing a game on the road. Now the onus is on the home team. They start overextending themselves. They start trying to make things happen. And the Sharks' defensive structure was able to take and keep Ovechkin out of the game in terms of being a massively impactful player. Now, obviously, you know he's going to get his shots at some point, but he really didn't. And that was one of the more impressive things that I've seen the Sharks do, was just, it was like, you know, the game plan worked. Everything that they wanted to do over the course of the game seemed to go their way. But, you know, again, like I said, you can't get any further than the start and Svechnikov.
Svechnikov moving in for the Sharks. Shoots. He scores! Yevgeny Svechnikov down the left wing side, taking a pass that he had a little bit of a space, fired a wrist shot from the left circle, and he beats Charlie Lindgren to put the Sharks in front 1-0.
And immediately, when you get a goal in the first 3 minutes of the game, and you've also got Gadjevich and Carlson scoring points on that one as well, but it's like that just allows the team to take control and allows them to relax. And again, the onus was totally on the home team at that point. And then, you know, they actually played that very, very tight throughout the first period. And we've heard, you know, from David Quinn lately that he's really liked a lot about the Sharks' starts to games lately, except for that first period against Tampa. And, you know, I watch what they were doing and I appreciate everything that we saw. And by the way, that was a win against Tampa that they didn't have a great first period. But I feel like the Sharks, that's one of the areas that we've seen them be better in the second half of the season, and definitely as of late, is that they're starting games better. And, you know, yeah, it was unfortunate that they went up against Florida only to find themselves down at the end and, you know, got not able to do anything with a 2-1 deficit that turned into a 4-1 loss. But I would rather be in front and have a lead to lose as opposed to be down and chasing a game. And honestly, I'd rather just be in front and not give up a lead or be chasing a game or any of those scenarios. But you have to take into account that things are not going to go your way all the time. And the Sharks are not a team that can make things go their way all the time. So give yourself that opportunity. And again, they gave themselves that opportunity. They were able to take advantage of what Washington was giving. They had the better step. They had more energy. They had more desire. And these, listen, I know that people are going to say, oh, well, Washington played the night before. But these were big points for Washington. They needed these. Currently, the Caps are holding on to a 1-point lead over the Pens for the wild card lead in the East. They have 62 points. Pittsburgh has 61. The Islanders have 60. Florida right there with 58. Buffalo with 56. There are a lot of teams that are right there in the fray. Detroit, 54. I mean, things can change very, very quickly. And Washington could have used any bit of breathing room, and they just didn't have the go. But the Sharks did from the start, and that's exactly what you want to see. You want to have a good start and a good burst out of the gates. And I think that that was important to see from the Sharks, to not just have that final game on the road trip and be just kind of getting over and done with as you're having a tough season and things aren't going your way. And, you know, what are you playing for at this point besides pride? And you do like to see that pride still matters to these guys. They're out there giving very good efforts. And listen, David Quinn has acknowledged it all year long, despite the heartache, despite the painful losses, despite the blows they have endured, the effort continues to be there night in, night out. Now, effort is only half of the battle, but I do feel that hockey is a sport, maybe more than any other, that does reward the hard work, which is one of the reasons I've taken umbrage with so many of the outcomes the Sharks have had this year, because it's like, come on, hockey gods, reward that. Or at least, you know, just the randomness of sports, you know, like if the hard work is there, you feel that some of those bounces are invariably going to go the Sharks' way. It just feels like they haven't often enough, and hopefully they will next year when the Sharks are maybe a little bit better and maybe a little bit more successful and maybe just a little bit more, you know, for lack of a better term, lucky, because I'm not a big believer of luck in sports. But at the same time, you could have seen this one totally be a lackluster effort. You could have seen the Sharks defeated. You could have seen them just getting it over with, but that was not there. And so I respect and appreciate that. Not that I was expecting that, but, you know, we've seen that across sports. The last game of a long road trip, guys are tired. You got a lot to give. You know, it's just, it's a lot. It's a lot to go through. And then now I'm very curious to see what happens on Tuesday night against Pittsburgh, a team that is right there in that wild card race that is going to be looking for big points and that probably wants some revenge against the Sharks. But here's what I also take into account here is like the Sharks, I guarantee if you ask them to a man, they would all say they are embarrassed about their home record. And I know that, you know, David Quinn mentioned it last night or yesterday after the game in the middle of the afternoon when he was talking about the fact that they, you know, haven't done anything different at home. They know they want to go and put on a good show for their home base. They want to have the fans that are paying those prices for the tickets and in the building and supporting them. They want to reward them with wins. And I'm hoping that that's something that we see more of in the coming weeks, because the Sharks have a lot of games at home coming up. They're home Tuesday night on Valentine's Day. And yeah, we all get a Valentine's night watching the Pens. And then they're on the road against Vegas. And then for the rest of the month, they're home. It's Buffalo on the 18th, Seattle on the 20th, Nashville on the 23rd, Chicago on the 25th, and Montreal on the 28th. And then we get into the month of March, two more at home versus St. Louis on the 2nd, and then the 4th against the Caps before they go out for three on the road. But, dude, I'll take it any day of the week. Give me those home games, a nice stretch where the Sharks can maybe put up some wins that they weren't able to get at home earlier in the year. Because, hey, when we get those home wins, we get those exclusive interviews here on Morning Tide. That's also a big up for us because it's fun. We get to get some content. I put them up on the YouTube and all that stuff. Like, this is exactly what we want to see. That said, it's not the first time all year where I've looked at an extended streak of home games and felt good about what's to come. I have done that many, many times, only to be severely disappointed, and that's why the Sharks' record is what it is at home. I mean, it's just, it's painful. We look at the 12 wins on the road, 12, 14, and 4. Hey, I'll take that. You know, if they were a team in a playoff race right now, you'd say, hey, you know, they've been playing, you know, near 500 hockey on the road, and by the points, you know, they're a little bit above it. It's just that home record, 5, 12, and 7. And what's wild is that if you had the same record at home as you did on the road, Sharks would be right there in the wild card race. And that just, again, it's flummoxing. It's disappointing. We have seen a stretch of home games this year that have been painful, that have been inexplicable, that have not been the norm. But I think if I'm David Quinn, as much as we all want the Sharks to have a nice high draft pick, I think you need to reestablish that home ice is home ice. I mean, I am severely disappointed with the fact that the Sharks have not been good at home this year for a number of reasons, but it's like you need to feel like you have a home ice advantage, and I'm not sure the Sharks do right now. Like, I'm not sure that emotion, you know, goes through their head when they think about playing at home. You know, it has been a place of nightmares this year and bad losses, but like I said, there's no better time to start playing, you know, much better home hockey than Tuesday night when they are hosting the Pens. But back to yesterday's game, one of the pivotal moments, and obviously we hope he's all right, Kaapo Kähkönen going down, getting the upper body injury, as they're calling it. We did not get a lot of detail as to whether or not it was a concussion spotter or something like that. He has to leave the game, and Aaron Dell, after making the flight out the day before, he's got to suddenly show up and be thrown into the game. I mean, that's always how it works, right? It's not like it'd be a guy on a full night arrest and, you know, everything like that. It's like, no, he gets flown across the country, gets dropped in, is told to be ready. Well, there's the bell. He goes out there and he answers the bell. You know, he played very, very well. And I appreciate Dell. He's always been a good Shark. He's always ready with big time performances. The guys seem to love him. And it was one of those moments where it was like, okay, let's see how the Sharks respond here. Because the response to adversity is something that the Sharks have needed to work on, because there's been too many times where it feels like they have things under control, something doesn't go their way, and then the game quickly spirals out of their you know, control and ability to win, and then suddenly, you know, a positive situation or a promising situation turns negative in a real hurry, and that's not what happened yesterday. And that deserves credit. The Sharks rallied around Dell, and they continued with the defensive structure, and I go no further than that play where Mark Edward Vlasic had his shot blocked, and then it's a three-on-one going the opposite direction, and Vlasic gets on his horse and just sprints down the other end, is able to get the stick lift on Oshie, and breaks up the play, and you're like, God, that's a winning effort right there. Like, if I'm David Quinn, I'm pointing to that play to everyone and saying, old man Vlasic just sprinted down the ice and made a huge, huge play to make sure we held on to this lead and this opportunity to win on the road. I mean, there is no bigger play yesterday than that in my mind. And yes, I know we can rave about all the goals, the Svechnikov, the Barabanov, the Carlson, the hurdle, the nice defensive structure, all those things. But sometimes it's one hustle play that really exemplifies everything that we saw go right for the Sharks yesterday. And that's the one for me. Like, that's the play where it's like, yeah, they're going to win this game. That's the type of winning effort that everybody wants to see from a leader and a guy who means a lot to the franchise like Vlasic does. Because I'm sure it was I don't know if offensive is the right term, but a reality check when he's being asked if he's going to be bought out and things like that. And Vlasic has been much better this year, and I think that he's been in a position to have more success, and I think that he has done very, very well to be more like the Vlasic we remember. But I also think that guys see plays like that. They see their teammates hustling. It makes them want to work that much harder. It makes them want to give that much more as they try to get this win in a hostile environment to end a road trip, to come home on a positive note. And winning 3 out of 4 to end the trip is my definition of a positive trip. And also, things go slightly different against that Florida team, and you might be looking at 4 straight wins. And I know we can play the ifs and buts games until we're blue in the face, but you know, we have seen consistently good play from the Sharks after an awful start to this road trip, which started with a particularly painful loss in Columbus, then Boston, then Detroit. That one didn't feel too good. Then the Carolina game. We don't need to talk about that one anymore, but quick turnaround the next night, they beat the Pens. And then they get 10 days off, beat Tampa in overtime, have a winnable situation against Florida, and then they beat Washington. Again, that's all making me feel pretty good about where the Sharks have been. The effort has been there. The structure has been better. Kaapo Kähkönen had been very, very good up to this point. So that was also very, very nice to see that he was taking steps in the right direction. It's unfortunate that he got knocked out yesterday, but you got to see the guys, you know, rally around Dell. And, you know, I think that played a factor in them holding on and getting that win in Washington. And Hurdle gets the goal, which maybe gets him going at just the right time as the Sharks come back home. And then, you know, obviously nothing's slowing down Erik Karlsson right now. So, you know, I have been positive before about the Sharks coming off a good road trip, but it feels like there's more of a chance than ever for the Sharks now to make good on some of the tough times they have had earlier this season on home ice. We're going to take a break. On the other side, we are going to get into some post-game sound. You're on Morning Tide on the Sharks Audio Network.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light.
Now we're down 1:19 left in the power play. Meyer whips it rink wide to Hurdle across the line. Will he shoot? He passes. It's Couture sending it back to the point. Karlsson, cross ice, Meyer back to EK65. He shoots it toward the net, deflected, score! Alexander Barabanov is right in front of the net with Hurdle, and the San Jose Sharks take a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, first of all, thanks, guys. I really appreciate that. That's a good team effort, a good team win. And I thought, you know, we had a good start as a team,
yes.
And I think it's, you know, it's infectious when you look to your left and right and guys are working hard and guys are, you know, they're ready to play today. So we all stuck it together, and I think it makes it easy to come out hard and to come out feeling good.
Alexander Barabanov and Mario Ferraro bringing us back in on a Monday morning as we are again waking up winners after the Sharks 4-1 win over the Caps. And now they come home for the first time in almost a month. The last home game was January 18th. And then tomorrow, Valentine's Day, marks February 14th. So, yeah, it has been a while. We're all looking forward to seeing some Sharks hockey in person. At least I know that I am. And hopefully more wins will be on the horizon. But that's one of the things that, you know, we saw yesterday was the high-quality start from the San Jose Sharks. And just the fact that that wasn't a guarantee. Again, it's the last game of a long road trip. They're going up against a good team. Things have not gone their way, but they were able to get themselves kind of geeked up for the start, and they came out with a force. And I thought that was important. This is what Mario Ferraro had to say about that.
I think there was just a lot of laughs, a lot of smiles. We had a good day yesterday. We had a day off in Fort Lauderdale, and that gave us, you know, another chance to really get even tighter as a group. And we're on the road, you know, we're going through that long road trip as a team, and I think we just came together. I think we're getting better and better. I think we got better as the road trip went on, and the break helped us too. And you know, guys are motivated to continue to grow.
And again, I think that says a lot about the mindset of this team right now. The guys are motivated to grow. And I think that that's not a phrase that is lightly used in a situation when the Sharks are in seventh place in their division. They are nowhere near the playoff race. They've had a number of painful losses this year, but they all know that they are not that far off. Like, that's the thing that's the most frustrating about the Sharks this year is that, you know, the team, if it weren't for all the painful losses, like I said, they'd be in the playoff race if they were anything at home like they were on the road. And that's what the main difference has been. And they're looking forward to getting more out of this and being, just a better team overall. And I think the better team overall was evident yesterday in the way they were, you know, able to conduct their defensive structure. Here's what Ferraro said on that.
Well, we're all competitive. You know, right. We're here. We're here for a reason. We've all, our whole lives, the goal has been to win a championship on the different teams that we come up in. And, we may have had our struggles this year, but we still have that goal in the back of our mind. And, it's a privilege to do what we do every day. And, we're thankful to come to the rink and to be able to play in the NHL. It's always been our dream, no matter how old you get, older guys, young guys, we're all thankful for this job that we have. And, the only thing we can do is look to improve and get better, because there will be a time where, things do start going our way, just like it did tonight, and just on a more consistent, regular basis.
And there is no better time than the present for the Sharks to be put in a good situation to start playing that better style of hockey than now in an extended run of home hockey. And before we go any further, one of the big stories, Aaron Dell yesterday. This is what Ferraro said about Deller.
Yeah, Deller's Deller's unreal. We love him. We miss him. Obviously, I played with him my first year, too, so I'm pretty close with him. He came on the Euro trip at the beginning of the year, too. So we miss him. We're excited to see him. And, it's definitely a tough job after a flight in last night, but he did a real good job to close out the game for us.
And Quinn weighed in on Dell as well.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's a tough situation to be called into, and I don't think we gave a lot up after he got in there, but he made some key saves to keep the game, which was so tight, in our favor, and that's all you can ask him to do. He did a good job.
Dell made 8 saves over the almost 23 minutes he was out there on the ice yesterday. He did his job, as did Kaapo Kähkönen before that. And hopefully we'll learn more later today about the status of Kaapo coming up for the next couple of days. And Reimer as well, because we knew that he was ill. So we'll see what comes next for the San Jose Sharks netminding situation, as it is a little bit interesting right now. You don't know what's going to happen. But again, Dell came in. The defensive structure was so good. They weren't giving up very much. He did what was asked of him and was able to make good on what was a hectic 24 hours.
I basically found out around noon Pacific time yesterday, so I went home, packed up, jumped on a plane, and then got here kind of late last night. And early game, kind of right back to the rink right away. So haven't really had time to think about it a whole lot. I actually just been kind of go, but kind of a crazy turn of events.
And sometimes it is those wild events where you're just going from one thing to the next, again, flying across the country, getting in, getting set up, then all of a sudden you're getting thrust into the game. You don't have time to think. You don't have time to worry. You're just out there doing what you've done your entire life. And that's what's so great about Aaron Dell, is that he's always willing, he's always ready, he's always there to go, and we got to see a really nice performance from him that added another aspect of a feel-good moment. And I feel like we've been talking about more of these feel-good things as of late. We had a feel-good win on the 18th of January before the Sharks went out onto the road. Then going into the All-Star break, they had a nice win. And then, coming back from the All-Star break, they had a great comeback win against Tampa. And then we talk about yesterday's game. And again, more positivity, in my opinion, is always a good thing. Even though I know some of you are on the Bedard train, I always want to see more feel-good moments. I want to see the team rewarded for their efforts and make them feel like the work that they're putting in is going to have a positive outcome when all is said and done. I think that needs to happen for Mike Greer. I think that needs to happen for David Quinn. I think that needs to happen for the Sharks leadership group. I think all of these things are very, very important as we get deeper and deeper into this season. Because again, I don't want a lost season. A lost season means that there's nothing you can look back at and say this was a point where they grew, or this is a point where they got better, or this, that, or the other thing. Like, even those teams that do get the really high draft pick sometimes. Sometimes it's in the midst of a lost season where there's nothing to build off of, where there's nothing that you can point to and say that these are foundational pieces where we can improve upon. And I think we're not seeing that with the Sharks, thankfully. I think we are seeing things that are being implemented by David Quinn that they're able to use to their advantage that are allowing them to go forward and have success. And I think that's particularly important for head coach David Quinn and what he's trying to do, because I think lately we have seen more of his overall vision come to fruition.
Yeah, honestly, Shang, other than the first period in Tampa, the last three or four games, I think we've done a really good job doing all of that. And, you know, the trip didn't get off to a great start with the way we were playing, you know, losing in Columbus and in Boston. And then I just think we've played well since then for the most part, other than that first period in Tampa. And, you know, to go 500 on this trip isn't easy. And, you know, you think back to that Carolina game, how close we were to being above 500 against some really good teams on this trip. I'm just really proud of our guys. Obviously, we certainly haven't had the season we wanted. You look at the record, and it can really get in the way of your performance right now when you're in the situation we're in. But I can't say enough about our group, the way they continue to show up night in, night out, put forth a great effort. They come to practice every day wanting to get better, and that's certainly a testament to our veterans.
Speaking of those veterans, you talk about Erik Karlsson with 3 points. You talk about Hurdle with 2 points. You talk about Couture with a point. You talk about Bonino with a point. I mean, those are important players for the Sharks, and they all contributed yesterday. And even if you go beyond what they did on the box score, like, you looked at their efforts out there on the ice, you liked what you were seeing. You liked the effort that you saw from everybody, or at least I did. And again, that's something that David Quinn can point to as they come back home for an important stretch of games in terms of continuing to build on any positivity they've had as of late. And I know that that can be kind of a, you know, it's not the be-all, end-all. No one's in this overall to just improve. You're in it to win it. You're trying to win a Stanley Cup. You're trying to win divisions. You're trying to have success. You're trying to pack the building and do that night after night after night and give people a reason to show up. And yeah, it's easier said than done, but you know, that's what the Sharks are trying to do. They're trying to build upon something right now, and I think that's what we're getting a little bit of a taste of.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was just touching about, Shang. I mean, you know, to this deep into the season, obviously, like we've talked about all year long, we've lost some, no one has had more heartache than us in our losses, and to continue to be able to play the way that we did tonight, and even that's a heck of a play by Mark. I mean, it's unfortunate the shot gets blocked, and that can happen. I mean, everybody's doing the right thing, and, you know, they get a piece of it. They do a good job blocking a shot. Now they're going the other way 3-on-1. And, you know, to put your head down and dig deep the way Pickles did just really summarizes our night in a lot of ways and summarizes what's been going on here over the last few weeks.
And again, it's important to have now the opportunity to see that come home, especially because I think everyone in continuing to watch what the Sharks have been doing as of late, combined with Erik Karlsson and his continued excellence, I mean, this is out of control, right? Erik Karlsson has the fourth most points in the NHL right now. He has 73 on the season. And you look at, you know, Connor McDavid out in space with 97. But, you know, if we look at everyone else in the NHL besides Connor McDavid, that means that Erik Karlsson is only 6 points back of Draisaitl and only 4 points back of Kucherov. And he's tied with Matthew Tkachuk. So it's remarkable what we are seeing from Erik Karlsson right now. And he's 17 points clear of the next closest defenseman, and he's having a great, great season. He's having a remarkable season, and I think that that's what makes it also a little bit frustrating that we're seeing him in these trade talks, because this is what we've wanted to see from Karlsson for so long. And at times we did see glimpses of it when he was healthy. I'm not going to be one of those people who tries to say that Karlsson has been bad the entire time that he's been here with the Sharks, because I always point to how he played in the 2018-2019 season, 2019-2020 when he got hurt, he was the team points leader, 2019 postseason, he was the team points leader. Like, the guy has done very, very well. The only time he had a bad year was the abbreviated 56-game season. He was not good that year. I don't think he would tell you any different, but last year until he got hurt, he was very, very good. This year he has been absolutely phenomenal, and he's a legit MVP contender were he not on a bad team, and he's probably going to win the Norris Trophy. So he's having a remarkable season, and I don't know how much longer we're going to get to watch Erik Karlsson as a member of the Sharks. Maybe it's throughout the entirety of the contract, or maybe it's just, you know, for the next couple of weeks, but I know I'm going to enjoy it. I love watching Erik Karlsson play right now, and he's in on every goal, it seems like. He's a part of all the great playmaking. He just does things so remarkably well and with such great vision. And, you know, when he's scoring or he's just putting things in play, like, that's the thing that I think we need to see more of from the Sharks overall. And I hope that Tomáš Hertl gets this into his system, is just, you know, take the shot, make something happen. I know that we're all a little bit of that person that screams shoot at the guy who has the puck, but you know, Erik Karlsson is shooting. He's making things happen. He's trying things. It's one of the things that I have learned very clearly working with San Jose legend Joe Cannon with the San Jose Earthquakes, is he always says, ask questions of the defense. Ask questions of the opposition. Make them come up with the answer. It's true. Take the shot. Make them make the save. Make them make the stop. Put pressure on them. Don't wait for a perfect opportunity. Try to see if you can create something out of nothing and make the other team do something, because then you get the rebound, you get the loose puck, you see what happens, you give yourself a chance. Don't wait, act. All right, we are out of time, everybody. I will talk to you all tomorrow afternoon on the buildup, and join us at 7 o'clock right here on the Sharks Audio Network for live pregame coverage as we get ready for the Sharks and the Pens. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
You've been listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light on the Sharks Audio Network.